I'm Anita Lustria, and this is Faith Conversations. Today, Faith Conversations is coming to you from
Sarasota, Florida.
Thanks for picking up where I left off, Mike. I was hoping you would do that. Of course, I'm your host, Anita Lustria, and my husband, Mike Murphy, is joining me today, and huge changes happening in our lives. We are in a new locale in Sarasota, Florida.
Right. Our house in Chicago hopefully will close tomorrow. We've bought a new home in a 55-plus community, and we are really excited about what's going on here. We're trying to find our way around, like what we've seen so far. Really eager to move beyond the gates of this place and see what the wider community has in store for us.
But liking the pool.
It is a great pool, and we had a great time today and
conversing
getting to
with
meet
a variety of
and
people,
just
yeah,
getting to see things. But what an adventure!
Yeah, adventure. And thank you for using that word. Adventure is one word. It certainly, it's a new phase of life for us, a new season of life, and you know, we enter it with some trepidation. You don't leave friends behind. You know, you maintain those relationships, but you need to make new ones where you are. And it's like, you know, you're starting from scratch.
You really are. And you're trying to find people that might speak the same language
yes.
that you speak.
Yes.
And
it's tricky sometimes.
Yeah. Emotionally, spiritually,
yes.
politically, what you name it, just to say, is there anybody here that's kind of like us? And mm-hmm. is it possible even to build a relationship with them? Do they have room for two more people in their lives?
Mm. You know, we visited a new church. We'd only been here a couple of days.
Yeah, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think it really fed our soul.
Yes.
And that's the beginning of that exploration.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe that's the one we'll end up at.
Yeah, you don't know. You know, that it was at least a step one. But the reality is, I've been gone for, a year and several months from my broadcasting job with Moody Radio.
That's right.
But you're really beginning a new adventure because you're just soon to finish up a stint as a pastor. How many years have you been in ministry? And you can tell us a little bit more
about
that.
Well, it's 40-plus years that I've been in ministry. And even though we're calling it a retirement officially, it's really a redeployment because the fact of the matter is we can't really afford to retire.
and I two things. Number one, I love that word redeployment. I think it's important to use
right.
that and to talk about what retirement is and isn't or whatever, you know, but I like that term redeployment. But regardless of whether we could afford to or not to, you know, to not work, that's an issue. We need to have some income still coming in, but we wouldn't want to sit idly and only be going to the pool. I don't think that God desires that for us.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about retirements in mm-hmm. the scriptures. It seems that people keep on responding to whatever God's call is in their life. And I think God is always speaking. He's always saying something.
Mm-hmm.
God's always up to something, and our job is to figure out what God is saying now and
yeah.
then respond to it. So that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big piece of the new adventure to see what God does have. I will say that you've been in ministry, as you said. Did you say 45 or 40 plus? I don't know what you
40 plus years.
Okay. So all that to
ever
say,
ever since I was 12.
Okay. yeah. yeah. Uh-huh. All that to say, you really do need a rest. You need a time of sabbatical
yeah.
to recharge your batteries before stepping into something else.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. You know, this morning we watched my current church, Christ Church of Oak Brook. They announced my retirement
mm-hmm.
and they had a video of me
yes.
where I explained it. I looked at myself. I said, oh, dude, you look bad.
Yeah.
you look
you
really tired.
You turned to me and said, I look really tired. And of course, a good wife, I said, yeah, you do.
and so the stress of doing this and then we had to do, we had some mold issues and
mm-hmm.
you know some mold abatement we had to do, just one thing after another, and but we made it. We're
it's
here.
Never easy.
Yeah, our pods arrive tomorrow, and we don't have room for anything already.
I know we're still going to be giving away things. Gave away a whole lot in Chicago. There's going to be more that will go out the door to hopefully bless some people. But I think you know we're talking to everyone because at one point or another we go through life transitions. But I know we're talking to a lot of people who are in the midst of transitions right now. And it can be a little bit of a scary time because we don't know what's ahead necessarily.
Right.
I think of a friend in Nashville who's going through a big life transition. And, you know, it's not just people our age that go through these seasons of change. You know, she's 25 years our junior and going through it. And I don't care where you're living or what type of transition. It's a difficult time. And I guess I just want to say that out loud. Mm-hmm. You're not crazy.
No.
If you're feeling that it's very stressful, it is.
Right. Well, I think God is a God of transitions. I think he puts a lot of things before us as people of faith that for the most part we try to ignore.
Ooh.
And he's,
what do you mean? I'll let you
Well, I think
going.
He's speaking to us and urging us to take that next best step, but it's so stinking scary to do that because it could mean alteration of income. Mm-hmm. It could be a change of place. It could be a different kind of job.
Well, or all of the above.
All of the above, getting rid of some friends that aren't healthy for us. And we face those things and we go, this is so scary, so we do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep on asking ourselves, why am I in the same place I was a year ago or 2 years or 3 years ago? Why isn't God doing something? And I think God wants us to hear this. He says, God is. I've given you choices all through the years. We've chosen to stay put. And I think that's the problem with a lot of us. We just choose to stay put. Sometimes that's the best place for us.
Well, okay. Let me just add this or maybe ask you this. Because stepping out and not staying put, I mean, obviously we have to hear from God and know that's what he's asking us to do. But it's comfortable to stay put. And it really is a risk and a step of faith when we step out. And that is scary because I said to a friend, this good friend in Nashville who has really stepped out in faith and believing that that's where God has sent her. I think often in our lives, maybe even most often for those of us in the Western world, we actually don't have to take steps of faith. Now, I know there are people listening that are going, okay, I'm going through a health crisis and I'm walking by faith. I get that. There certainly are many circumstances where we do, but I would say maybe more often than not, we're not actually having to step out in faith. Not as much as when you look around the globe to difficult parts of the world where it's a daily issue of living by faith.
This is a word that's loaded, but we are privileged people.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're privileged people, we have a great deal of discretion as to how we go about orchestrating our life. And oftentimes what we choose to do is just move in the direction of the greatest comfort.
Mm.
You know, in a couple of weeks, I'm giving my last sermon back in the Chicago area.
Yeah, say the date for people that are in the area that might want to come.
December 17th at 5 o'clock. This is Christ Church of Oak Brook.
In Oak Brook, Illinois.
Yeah, Oak Brook, Illinois. And then at 9 and 10:45 the next morning.
On the December 18th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm looking at John the Baptist.
Mm.
And John the Baptist, I think, in his life, made some very crucial choices. You know, somebody in the crowd once when his father got his voice back, said, boy, I wonder what's going to come of this kid. Well, there's a lot of things that happened to this kid. If we told the parents or if we told any parent, hey, your child is going to grow up, he is going to be revered throughout the centuries. Schools are going to be made of him. Articles are going to be written named after them. You know, just you name it. He's going to have the accolades of millions. I think any parent in the world would say, I'm all for that, let's go for it. And then you read the story of John the Baptist, and he made some crucial decisions that perhaps didn't make his parents all that happy because he felt he needed to go in the direction that God was calling him to go. And that eventually led to his beheading.
Yeah, there's the part that you don't want to see the story's ending. You don't want to see ahead of time how it ends.
Because that's not a happily ever after kind of story, except it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because he paved the way for Jesus.
The Son of
God.
And
for Jesus to come.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know what happened to Jesus. He died cruelly on a cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know what's going to happen to us, but we all have to make choices. And oftentimes, I think we make the choices that do require the least amount of sacrifice. Again, not all, because I know plenty of you that are listening to this do sacrifice, really put yourself out on the edge of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You're really making some tough choices, and it's not easy. But I bet at the same time you feel fully alive. And that's where we want to be.
I think it's interesting that this transition in our lives is happening during Advent.
Yes.
And I'll add to that, that I think it's interesting the first few days without our stuff having arrived yet, and no television hookups or anything like that, no Wi-Fi, no internet.
Right.
You know, I'm,
we've had to talk to each other.
Yes. And it's given us time and space, I think needed space, to really to sit in the presence of God, to speak with Him. And I'm realizing sometimes it is uncomfortable to unplug. And it's been forced upon us, and it's also very good.
Well, I think to unplug and to keep on asking the right questions. I you know, I told you this, Anita, every time we'd stop at a rest stop, and, you know, I'm at a certain age where we stop more frequently than we used to, you know. And as I would wait for you, I would stand outside the rest area, and I would just kind of look up at the sky. And I'd say, okay, Lord, what's next? What do you got for us? What do you got for us? And desperately wanting to hear this, because there is no clear path for us.
Right.
We just knew for a variety of good reasons, this was probably the best and most viable choice for us.
And say a little bit more about that, because someone listening is probably going, Chicago area, why Sarasota, Florida?
Well, based on the fact that we don't have a firm and true retirement plan, this is a place where we could get something that we could live in that was affordable and nice. You do have a little bit of family down here. We were getting a little tired of the cold. I've got some knee problems and whatnot, and being here is going to be very, very helpful. But we came here for a variety of those reasons, but also just firmly in a belief that God is already at work here in the Sarasota area. And so how can we join Him in what it is that He's already doing?
And that's true for anyone, wherever you're going. I mean, God is at work wherever you're going. The bigger question is, how can we find what God is doing and join Him there?
Right. That's the Blackaby principle.
Yeah,
the
it is.
Experiencing God. So where's God at work? And we're looking for that. And I think we've already seen glimpses of where God's at work. And then to figure out, okay, Lord, what specific role can we play with the giftings that you've given us so that we can be a help, that we don't want to be a competition to anybody else, but we're at a stage in our life to say, hey, how can we be used in a way that can build the kingdom of God here in the Sarasota area?
It's interesting. I speak to women's groups, well, men and women too, but often I would talk about going deeper in friendships, going deeper in community. And I would use an illustration that I still love and still use, talking about what are the things that cause us to lose our relational network. And Mike, you have done divorce recovery, taught that for many years.
Right.
It was called Refocus at Christchurch. But I would often come in and speak, and certainly divorce is one of those ways that we can lose a relational network if your spouse passes away. But one of the other things on that list is moving. And, you know, I didn't realize that we would be in that spot. And I don't know why I'm going back to that. I guess I was thinking, I wanted to ask you what your biggest fear is in the transition. And I guess maybe my biggest fear is coming up right now is that starting out again and getting to know people and developing deep relationships. While I know I am continuing some deep relationships with some friends from afar, I'm going to have to also develop some here in closer proximity to where I'm living. And I think that's probably my biggest fear. Do you have any big fears about this transition? Or what are some of yours?
Well, I think the relational piece is very clear to me. I, even though I tend towards being introverted, I do well in crowds.
Yes.
And I really like that. Yeah, I want to know people and I want to be known.
Yes.
And already we've met some folks who have been very fine, nice and whatnot, but haven't found anybody where I went, oh, wow.
I want to get to know them better.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe last night at the church we visited,
yeah,
there's a couple people that we could dig in a little bit. But that's a long process. It's going to mean attending some stuff, going some things.
I want it to happen overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely. So maybe there's some people down here and they're saying, wow, we'd love to get together. Maybe we're going to have to offer something, just an area we live, you know, kind of a, let's talk about current events together from a faith perspective, see who shows up and see if they don't.
I like that.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yep. Well, as you said, lots of possibilities are there in front of us, and we're looking to see where we may plug in. I'm grateful to be able to continue the podcast. I can do that from anywhere.
Yes, you can.
Which is really nice.
Which I'm glad too. Yeah. And one of the things we're hoping you could do is monetize it a little bit.
Yes. Well, which, and yeah, thank you for saying that actually, Mike, because I haven't given out the new address. People will, you know, if you hear older podcasts, you'll hear the old address. But after a year, they're going to quit forwarding that. Mm-hmm. So I want to give out the new address and thank those of you already who have supported the podcast financially. Deeply grateful for that. And if you would like to support Faith Conversations, all you have to do is you can send a check to Anita Lustria. And the address is this, 8 White Oak Terrace, Sarasota, Florida. Sarasota, 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 Florida. And the zip is 34237. And I'll say that zip one more time, 34237. And we would deeply appreciate that as we continue ministry here in Gulf Coast, Central, Western Florida. I got to get the lingo right.
You got to get the lingo right. But you're still committed to bringing on guests that have something to say.
Oh, yes.
And people that might go against the grain of some particular somebody's theology or whatnot.
Guests that will hopefully make you think.
You're just having good conversations. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what we're both committed to. I think we're both at an age and space in our life that's saying, let's have these conversations and let's see what God does with them all and where it leads us. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice not having to be right all the time. Except in our relationship when I'm always
right. So much for that. Anyway, anything else before we wrap up? This is a little bit of a shorty this time around, but wanted to let you know that we have landed in a new locale. I know some of you are Facebook friends. I would say, I've not said this yet during this podcast, but Mike posts something every Friday on Facebook. I always repost it on my Facebook page, and I also post it on the Friends of Midday page. If you're not on the Friends of Midday page like that, you can like my professional page, Anita Lustria. I post it there as well, but you can also be friends with Mike. He posts his rumblings. How would you describe them? They're very worth, in my estimation, really worth reading and pondering.
Yeah, I write 10 things every week, just things that are going on inside of my head. Some, and they're spurred on, I mean, they come to fruition in my head because I just read a lot and observe a lot. And I just try to make comments that help people get people to think. And some people have said they use them as a devotional. And that just thrills me thrills me to no end that people would actually do that. So that's what it is. Some people think they're a little bit controversial. I think sometimes they're a little bit edgy. But they're
for
designed
a purpose,
to get you to think. To get you to think and to pray. Because
I like that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I didn't say this at the beginning. Back when I was in the Chicago area, I would often say, I'm coming to you from my kitchen table. Well, I got to find a new spot in the new place where the podcast will come to you from. And I think it's going to be our den.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's where we are right now. We had to carry a lamp in here so we would have light.
Yes, we did.
But this is the podcast, Faith Conversations, coming to you from our den in Sarasota, Florida. Well, Mike, I would love for you to pray for anyone that is going through a season of transition right now that might be afraid, that might be hopeful, that might be looking for the new adventure, but they're still nervous. Would you pray?
Sure.
Thanks.
Lord, we just come to you today in the midst of our transition, in the midst of our own uncertainty at times, and are wondering, what in the world did we just do? We ask you to calm our fears and then urge us to take another step forward into the adventure that you have for us. Mm. Lord, I pray that for anybody else, that if they're in the midst of something they planned or even found unplanned, that they would stop long enough to just say, okay, Lord, here I am. Mm. Here I am. Mm. And maybe you're just going to have to say, Lord, here I am, hold me. Mm. And that's perfectly all right. Here I am, Lord, guide me. Here I am, Lord, challenge me. Whatever it is, the Lord will meet you at your point of need. That's what we pray. So, Lord, we give this all to you. We give these lives of the dear people that are listening to this to you. hold on to them, guide them, challenge them. Pray this in your name, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, tell a friend about Faith Conversations. Share it on your Facebook page. Would love that. Would appreciate any of that that you do. It helps get the word out about the podcast. Well, we're going to wrap it up. I'm Anita Lustria.
And I'm Mike Murphy.
And this is Faith Conversations.